3:30, and this is Observer Radio News. Live from our East York studios, I'm Andrew Hood with Greg Masick and Mallory Hendry. In the weather, it's sunny and 3 degrees outside, but it feels like a chilly minus 2. Here's what's making news this hour. A judge decided today that MT requires a psychiatric assessment. Mayor David Miller proposes a pay freeze for non-union city employees. And Premier Dalton McGuinty announces the largest ever infrastructure investment in Ontario. Now to our top story. A Toronto judge decided today that the teenage girl convicted of the first-degree murder of Stephanie Rengel needs a psychiatric assessment. The teenage girl can only be identified as MT because she was a minor at the time of the 2008 New Year's Day murder. Justice Ian Nordheimer ordered the psychiatric review to take place prior to deciding whether MT would be sentenced as an adult. If sentenced as an adult, MT could face life in prison without being able to apply for parole for 7 years. She was convicted last week of pressuring her boyfriend to kill a girl that her boyfriend had previously been in a relationship with. In other news, Mayor David Miller proposes that non-unionized city employees should take a pay freeze in the coming budget. If accepted next month, the city council, the non-union workers would receive no cost of living pay increases this next year. The action would save Toronto $20 million over 2 years. This would help the city, which is under pressure of an increased number of welfare cases. A spokesperson for the association that represents the non-unionized employees said that Miller is catering to the people that have helped him stay in office, the unions. However, Miller says he does plan to write to the City of Toronto unions and request that they volunteer for a pay freeze. With the coming economic recession, consumers are motivated more than ever to find deals on life's necessities. Canadians trying to stretch their money turn to stores like Costco that sell in bulk. But is this really necessary? Is this really the best way to save money during hard times, or will it spend your paycheck faster? Laura Ross has this report.
The cost of living is going up, and so is the unemployment rate as Canada's economy heads down. Everyone is tightening their belts and looking for ways to pinch pennies, so they turn to bulk stores like Costco. Costco advertises big savings, but is it really saving you money? Savings in the long run are great, but some people just don't have the money to pay the more expensive price all at once for bulk items. Some Torontonians, like Gary Rodriguez, are also worried that shopping at stores like Costco is really false economy.
I personally think that Costco may seem like a cheaper option to a consumer, but in reality it plays on their psychology. You have more, therefore you use more. So in a real-life situation, Costco's savings actually make people spend more.
In spite of these feelings and the recession that has bankrupted several companies, Costco is still doing well, according to employee Matthew Elaine.
Costco has informed most of their employees that their jobs are pretty much safe, foreseeable need to do any layoffs.
Elaine also points out that Costco's main focus is bulk sales, but that they also sell individual items like produce at competitive prices.
People come into the warehouse for bulk items, but there's also a lot of fresh produce, a bakery department, and also a meat department that sells AAA grade Canadian beef. And for example, the milk, which you could buy at any other grocery store for probably pretty much $5 for 4 liters, you could buy at Costco for about $3.97.
So there are savings to be had at Costco. It is just a matter of what's best for you and your family. Laura Ross, Centennial College Radio News, Scarborough.
Also on the economy, the Ontario government plans to double its spending on infrastructure in the province to $32 billion. This would be the single largest investment ever into infrastructure in Ontario. It's part of a global initiative to stimulate the economy through public works investments. Premier Dalton McGuinty announced yesterday that $15 billion has been earmarked for infrastructure projects for the year beginning April 1st. Another $17 billion is earmarked for next year. McGuinty's announcement of the funding is the latest in a series of statements being released before this Thursday's budget. In other news, Nevada authorities are on the hunt for a man from Toronto after he allegedly wrote almost $13 million in bad checks to the Vegas casinos. District Attorney Bernie Zadrowski says that Simeon Cronenfeld wrote the checks in October last year, one for $8 million to the Venetian Casino and $5 million worth of bad checks to the Green Valley Ranch. Zadrowski says that the casinos accepted Cronenfeld's checks after he claimed on the credit applications that he was the president of a Toronto real estate firm. And that's what's happening in the news. Now here's Greg with the latest in sports.
Thanks, Andrew, and good afternoon, everyone. It's a busy schedule tonight for NHL fans with 8 games on tap. The Maple Leafs face off tonight against the Washington Capitals in the ACC. The puck drops shortly after 7 o'clock. The Montreal Canadiens need a win tonight against the Atlanta Thrashers in order to secure a spot in this season's playoff schedule. They hold on to the 8th and final playoff spot in the Eastern NHL Conference. They've lost their last 5 games. The World Figure Skating Championships begin tonight in Los Angeles. Eyes are on 18-year-old Canadian champion Patrick Chan to win his first world title this season after winning 2 Grand Prix titles. He skates tomorrow night. In the ice dance category tonight, former silver medalists Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer are hopefuls for the gold medal. In doubles, Jessica Dubé and Bryce Davison are also panning for gold. The championship is the last figure skating competition before the Vancouver 2010 Olympics. Reports have surfaced today in the Toronto Star that the Raptors' Chris Bosch is being sued by a Maryland woman. The U.S. lawsuit comes from Bosch's former live-in girlfriend, Allison Mathis, who alleges that Bosch broke up with her when she was 7 months pregnant. Court documents say that Bosch stopped supporting Mathis financially, leaving her destitute and without medical coverage. Mathis is suing for child support and sole custody of the child. Bosch is earning over $14 million this year and says, quote, "I will take care of my responsibilities." The Blue Jays are in spring training mode today, and they try their hand against the last season's World Series champions, the Philadelphia Phillies. They're in the 7th inning right now at 4-2 for Toronto. They begin their regular season at home on April 6th against the Detroit Tigers. And finally, it was the last time they would see the floor at Centennial's Dell Gym, but that milestone didn't help the Colts men's basketball team last night. And despite a huge performance by their star point guard, with the story, here's Tristan Carter.
Centennial Colts men's basketball team lost to the Friendly Knights 91-89. But Colts point guard Roderick Robinson scored a game-high 37. Robinson barely missed the last-second shot that would have won the game. The Knights hit a pair of free throws the day before to put them up by 2. Fleming got to the line after a controversial foul call. Centennial coach Ro Russell had some criticism of the way the game was called.
Basically, the referees took the game out of our hands. It's hard to say that. If I get fined for it, I don't care. You know, we busted our butt off the whole game. Everybody sucked it up. We lost a couple guys on eligibility, and they beat us by a lot up in their place, and we came, we were ready for them, we prepared for them, and we're right down to the last second, and the referee had to take the game into his own hand rather than let us play the game out like it's supposed to be played.
Russell also thought his team would have done better if it was at full strength. Colts starter Marlon McClain struggled with foul trouble the whole game. They've also lost a number of players, but not because of injuries. Russell says he kicked one player off the team after the last game.
We warned him that he's under zero tolerance coming into the last game that he played. And he was verbally abusing players and being very obnoxious in the game. And so we decided that he was enough. We had to, you know, take him away from the team so we could have a better chemistry for the team.
The season has been hard on the Colts. They stand at 5-3 right now as they play the final game ever at the Dell Gym. It's being closed and the college is building a new one next year. Tristan Carter, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's all for today's sports stories. Stay tuned after the break for Mallory Hendry with top entertainment stories.
I'm Herman, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for the annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice. And to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh looks like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes until Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Sunday and runs through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located at the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petaluma. And a meow Christmas and a Happy New Year from Allison's Pet Center.
Good afternoon, lovely listeners. Let's see what's new in the wonderful world of entertainment. Although Britney's tour has just left Toronto, it's her performances in court over the past few years that have people buzzing. According to documents filed in the LA Superior Court yesterday, Britney Spears has built up over $2.7 million in legal fees. Most of this is thanks to ongoing litigation with infamous employees/boyfriends Sam Lufty and Adnan Galib. local celebrities, much more local celebrities, are putting on performances of their own. A local cafe on the Danforth hosts the Afternoon Country Jam every week. You can catch the show or even participate on Saturdays at the Renaissance Cafe. Michelle Nash has more.
They are not professionals, and some are still learning, but the musicians that come to the Renaissance Cafe for the Saturday Afternoon Country Jam wouldn't miss it for the world. One performer, known as Don, loves to play the banjo the most during the jam with the other guys. Don thinks this type of jam session is the best.
Country jams like this, I think that they bring friends together, you get to know people, and they're always good people to know because they're into music.
A retired high school teacher, owner Randall Clark, originally opened this cafe to serve coffee. Soon people started to come in wanting to play some music. Clark enjoys having different events at the cafe, but he loves what the country jam has grown into.
The teacher in me, from days gone by, I like to see when people come in and it's maybe their first time on stage, and then they come back to some other open stages, and you see that progression where they turn into a performer. It's kind of nice to see that.
Throughout the afternoon, more musicians join the stage. Michelle Nash, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Last Thursday, David Letterman, who's 61, proved that an old dog can learn new tricks. He married Regina Lasco, his longtime girlfriend and mother of his 5-year-old son, Harry. They had a no-muss, no-fuss ceremony at a courthouse in Montana. Letterman made the announcement publicly last night on his show. This is the second trip down the aisle for the supposedly anti-marriage entertainer. But matrimony doesn't seem to be in the cards for some other celebrities. The cast of Twilight has yet to give us off-screen gossip we can really sink our teeth into. Despite persistent rumors of a real-life romance between the lead characters Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, the rest of the cast is denying that there's anything between them. Good on-screen chemistry is blamed for fueling the flames of the rumors. The second installment of the dark love story, New Moon, has begun filming in Vancouver. That's all for me today, ladies and gentlemen. Now back to Andrew.
Thanks, Mallory. And that's news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.
It's 4 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News.